1876, the war between Union and Confederate rages on. In the South, one group strives to keep the innocent ignorant of the supernatural and bend those forces to their own use. The Gamers Haven presents a Pinnacle Entertainment game, Deadlands Reloaded, Tales of the Texas Rangers.
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games' inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
Vorpal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs, finding it's easy, just stay calm, VorpalNetwork.com.
So everybody put yourselves where you are.
Where are the Union soldiers at?
I'm gonna drop one Union soldier down and then I'll put the rest of them in a second.
Okay, so we're at that table.
Okay. I'll be at that table.
Okay, so you're all sitting at that table. Mm-hmm. And at this point, Ethan, I'm
actually make sure you up against the wall. Yeah.
Where I can watch you guys at the bar, him at the bar, and the soldiers across from us.
Yeah. Is this what he looks like?
Huh? No. I'm setting Ethan up so he can see what's going on. Ethan, how's that? Can you
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I can see you guys.
Can you see the board?
Growling dog, sorry. Yes, I can.
Okay.
The dog was the one playing the game. Now.
Ethan, this one is you.
Okay.
So, so there's about six Union soldiers. They're actually taking up two different tables over there.
So three and three? So three to each table?
Yeah, there's three at each table, and it's basically one guy from one table and one guy from another table and getting into this argument. I'm going to try and put these together as fast as I can. They're hooting and hollering at each other and pushing and shoving.
Wait, what's your character's name?
And there's actually a waitress walking around.
And she just came out of the back.
It actually is like kind of like a back section of the building that I didn't show earlier, and that section would have had like the kitchen in it, and she just came out of the kitchen. So, and she's got a tray full of stuff. She's watching the tray. She's not watching where she's going, and she's walking right towards this whole mess of stuff that could be about to happen.
Oh, Jesus. All right, well, here's where my major hindrance comes into effect.
Where's the staircase?
Staircase to upstairs.
What, your leg? What is your injuries? That
is right here.
Oh god, I'll go right up the stairs right now.
I'm going up the stairs with him.
Where's my room? That's where I want to go.
I keep my words. Right now, right now, you guys don't have the room.
I'm a southern gentleman.
Can I just go up to the second floor?
Happen to women? I treat women. And
why would you? Look, look who you have to go past. Keep. You're true, but not by the army.
Okay.
So there.
Yeah, we don't want to go upstairs. We're not past all those.
No.
I'm thinking.
I look at you two, say, watch their backs. I head towards the girl, who's obviously oblivious and is about to walk into them.
Now.
1, 2, 3, 4. Please tell me I can get to her before she trips and walks into them.
That's what we're going to determine in just a second.
Well, what the, one of the bar maidens,
she's carrying a tray of drinks and she's looking at the tray, not where she's going. She's going to walk right into where these Union soldiers are arguing.
Right here?
That should be fine.
Oh, is that another one?
Fair enough.
Oh, they're right next to us, too.
Well, they're the table over.
Yeah, they're the table over. I mean, they're not...
Right.
They're not right on top of us.
But they're close enough that, you know...
Using my talent would probably not... I was gonna like try to shoot the glasses away from the bar maiden.
Well, you're gonna try. You're pulling a gun.
No, I'm not pulling a gun. I'm using. Never mind.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna. You know. Don't say never mind. What you're doing is you're
ordering.
You're pulling a card.
No, I'm not pulling a card. No, I just canceled my thing. Cancel.
Okay.
Yes. And it just seems like that.
Right, so you got
bad.
So you got two guys at each.
Let's do that one.
Yeah, that's what's nice about them being disposable heroes is like if I need to just do another one, I can just do another one. You got two guys who are pretty much in each other's faces. You got a couple of guys who are sitting at the tables going, "Oh God, not again."
They didn't say it. They just look. They have that look on their face.
They have this look of, "Oh, come on, really? We were having a good, you know, we were having a good afternoon off." And at this point, what we're going to do is we're going to go to initiative.
Ooh.
So for those of you who are D20 players and D&D players, initiative works really differently in this game.
All right.
Every round, I will deal you a card. Your card determines your order. Ace is first, two's last, jokers go whenever they want. If more than one person has any number or specific card, it goes in reverse alphabetical order. So it goes spades, hearts, diamonds, clubs, in order of priority.
Oh, wow.
Ethan, six of clubs.
Okay.
No bad for me.
So starting at the top. Oh, that's them. And let's see where she goes.
Oh, well.
Alright.
Well.
So they're pushing and shoving a little bit.
I'm fast enough.
She stepped
late in the kitchen. Club.
Yeah, no, it's an automatic light.
Okay, there you go. It was.
She actually steps forward. She steps right between the two guys who are arguing. Not, you know, she's used to dodging in between people, but she's, for some reason, she's got her head in the clouds today and bumps into one of them, spills a drink on one.
Oh. Oh, great. Bar fight.
Oh, without the grace.
Since they were kind of holding their action, one of them turns and goes, "You stupid wench!"
Oh. Slaps her.
Oh.
You're going to say something private.
I'm probably the only character
here. What?
I'm probably the only character here that didn't care.
All right, going from the top down.
What am I doing? I'm...
And throw me your card when you're done with it.
Okay. Let me think. What am I going to do?
How's that going to work out for me?
Let me think. What should I do? Can I just persuade them to stop, to just let it go? Is there a
possibility? It's not that he's letting her go. He smacked her upside the head.
No,
he didn't smack her. He slapped her.
Do you really want to get into this game?
I don't know.
What are your hindrances?
I got,
Do you have heroic?
No, I don't have heroic.
Because basically, if you had heroic, you would get involved.
Yeah, Death Wish, I have Habit, and Enemy Minor.
Okay. Yeah. You got Death Wish? Oh, did you probably want to kill anything?
No, Death Wish is basically, I want to die. Like
Death Wish is he wants to die.
Yeah.
That fits well with the...
Okay.
Let me think. Yeah, I'm just going to try to convince them to stop doing what they're doing.
Okay, so you...
He's the man who doesn't like to see a woman get
in. Yes.
So move your character into...
Yes, so...
You can stand up and move him yourself where you want to go.
Move over to you.
Which one of the guys hit her?
Okay.
Which one? Is this one or that one?
These two guys... Oops.
And the guy for the fighting.
This one and this one were the ones that fighting. That one hit her.
All right, then I'll go to the one that hit her.
Okay.
And I'll say, hey, man, hey, dude, stop that. Or, you know.
Or he will say it in the appropriate lingo of the times.
I'm not even sure what the appropriate lingo for that would be.
That's my mom. No, that's him.
Oh, that's Mark? I'll just pause it for 1 second.
Pause for 1 second.
Okay. So what are you doing? You're getting up and are you just talking to him, or are you like putting a hand on his shoulder?
I'm putting my hand on his shoulder. Oh, yeah, this is gonna be bad.
So you put your hand on his shoulder and say, "Hey, man, there's no need for that."
Yeah. So then okay. I'll tell him that.
Where were you from?
Yeah, from Louisiana.
Oh, he's doing that in a nice southern voice too.
Yeah.
This is not gonna go well.
What happened? We lost contact.
We lost Ethan.
All right, I'm back.
All right. So just in case you didn't hear what happened, Martin's character just stepped up to the soldier, put a hand on his shoulder, and in his Louisiana Southern drawl, said, "Hey, man, you know, there's no need for that." Okay.
Yeah.
So you're standing there with your hand on his shoulder. Martin, I'll take your card.
I don't know him.
The king was...
Morgan, you're actually up.
Past. You're up, Morgan. Okay, am I apt enough to notice that he's visibly fidgeting in his seat? Mr. Heroic.
I'm not heroic.
I'm code of honor. Give me another gentleman.
Roll me notice. Do you have a notice skill or not?
I have a D10, yeah.
Okay, so D10 and the D6. You always are going to roll your wild card die with everything except damage.
All right.
I need the video one. Again.
What was that?
Need to send the video through again.
Oh, sorry.
Where's my mouse pointer?
No. You don't. I mean, if you knew him well more than just for this week, I'd say yeah. Of course, you would know this, but. No, you're sitting there watching what just happened. And
I don't actually fidget. I'm more like my eyes get real.
Yeah, it's like
okay.
I guess I'll try. All right,
so you got.
I'm just sitting back in my chair.
You're gonna just hold your action
against the wall.
You're scooting against the wall.
Can you hold his action or?
Yeah, do you want to hold your action? All right, you just put. Basically, what you're doing is you're putting that card up your sleeve. You're gonna hang onto the card. You're not gonna get dealt a card next turn. You can go whenever you would like. On the next round, if you're going to try and go right before someone else, you have to make an opposed agility check against their agility.
Okay.
So that's 10 of hearts. 9, 8, 7, 6.
Who's the 6?
6.
Ethan, you're up.
Well, I will take my spectacles off and clean them.
Okay.
And wander over to next to my compatriot there, who's talking to the guy who just hit the okay. the lady. And I'll put my glasses back on and look at the guy and ask him, "Is there a problem here? Do you need some assistance?"
This wench just spilled alcohol all over my uniform.
That she did, but you did knock into her, you know. It is your fault.
I didn't knock into her, she knocked into me.
This could be simply avoided with a nice apology to the nice lady.
Oh, God.
Apologize to her? I don't think so.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But really...
I'm assuming he also has a good...
I just came over here because, you know, your friend over there... I'll point to one of the guys in the... one of the guys who is in uniform.
Yeah.
It's like, he dropped this and wanted me, you know... It's hopefully, you know, you could want to give it back to him. I'm not even sure if it was him. It was one of your group dropped this, and I'll hand him a Confederate $5 bill.
No!
Oh yeah.
God. No!
No! Actually, I'm enjoying this.
God, this is great.
Ethan?
Is there a bluff
yep.
in here?
Do you, is there...
What is blood? What is bluffing skill or something?
Give me
persuasion.
Give me. Do you have persuasion?
Oh, let me see. Probably not.
Oh God!
Bloody
hell!
No, I don't.
All right. So unskilled persuasion check. For those of you who don't know, an unskilled check is a D4 in your wild card die minus 2. You need to hit at least.
You have to roll a 4.
You have to roll a 4. Which means you basically...
I get a 5.
You got a 5?
Oh my God.
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
So you're basically lying to the guy and trying to trick him.
We are all screwed.
He looks at the dollar, looks up at you, looks at the dollar... turns around and looks at his entire group. Ethan, luck check.
Oh, God.
This could be really interesting. Let me start fighting amongst themselves.
Which one of you is a
one up?
What was it?
One up.
One up.
Mm-hmm.
The man you just handed stuff to.
You're playing with somebody on Skype?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Hello,
gentlemen.
Hello. Everybody, that's my mom.
Hey,
The man you just handed that to also happens to be their commanding officer.
Oh, great!
Yeah. So.
Oh my God.
He turns and he just starts. He looks annoyed as anything. But we'll find out what happens with him on the next round. Are you doing anything else, Ethan?
I'll be backing off now.
Okay, you'll be backing off now.
Yeah.
So he'll take a step back.
Yes.
Which brings us from 6, 5, 4, 4. Now, Ethan just did do that. Keep in mind that he did still hit the lady.
Mm-hmm. Did she go down?
What?
Why am I hearing this sexist shit?
Because there's nasty Union soldiers.
I picked on this poor little girl.
Who picked on this poor, poor serving lady at a... In
did she go down?
She didn't go down, but she's reeling.
I'm moving over, getting between her and the guy.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So go ahead and...
Kind of grabbing her to keep her from falling
so
over.
Go ahead and...
Is this him?
Yeah.
That's me.
Put him where she is. Put her, like, kind of... back behind, yeah, that way. Okay, so you just kind of push her to the side.
Help her, keep her from falling over, and...
Alright. Is that all you're doing right now? Just kind of stepping in front?
Yeah, help me. And kind of looking, can I, like, hold my action at this point in time? Or is that, does that everything?
It's just kind of like, if you've already kind of moved, it's kind of...
Yeah, he's already turned his back kind of at this point.
Yeah, he's kind of turned his back at this point, so...
Don't turn him around.
I was thinking, I'm staring dirty daggers at him at the moment, but I'm not doing anything specific.
Okay.
But I'm, like, kind of watching all of them.
Oh, it's not going to... All right. Well.
Four. I'll take your card. Three, two. Red, you've got the two of spades. You're going to go first.
Is there a back door?
There is the kitchen door.
As I'm walking out the back door, I was like, actually, it was me who dropped that Confederate dollar. Y'all Yankees have to have a good time. And I walk right out.
Well, you walk into the kitchen.
That's right. That's exactly where I'm walking.
So the kitchen's here.
Oh, God.
I'll just say some slander towards...
towards the door that is.
That's awesome.
I'll move into the back room.
He would.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Pull out my Gatling gun.
You bought a Gatling?
My Gatling pistol.
You bought a Gatling pistol? Nice!
How much money
did you afford to get? Did you take...
Huh? Trust me, it's on there.
What did you take? You took a little extra money, or...?
Yeah.
You took rich?
Nice. Yeah.
Very nice.
Nice. Very, very nice.
I'll take your card, Red.
Oh, I gotta love that.
Oh, this is gonna be very... What is he looking for?
Nothing, I'm just trying to see what is rich, rich gives him.
Oh, yeah, it gives him double money.
Double money. 250.
Yeah.
Nice.
500.
I'm just going to open the flap of my backpack, reach in, and flip a switch.
Oh. Are you activating your device?
It needs to be turned on, then it needs to be...
Y'all can get out of here. I'll be able to take them.
I'm not going to charge you a PowerPoint yet.
I'll be able to take them.
Maybe weird science roll.
Oh, God.
Keep in mind, you're turning the machine on. Bad things happen if it goes wrong. Don't forget, you need your wild card. Okay. Eight means it activates... Okay. It activates okay.
Not amazing.
No, it just doesn't explode. All right. Yeah. Next round.
Here we go again.
John.
Oh,
no. Red Joker.
Okay. So I can go any point.
Red, Mutant, Ace, very nice. Ethan, Four of Diamonds, Soldiers, Serving Girl.
Are you wanting to switch me?
Yes, actually. You're switching with the Soldiers. Red has a hindrance where I can switch out his initiative card for any other initiative card.
What is that hindrance
called? It's my,
I forget what's that called?
It's my veteran.
All right.
Cherry.
Huh?
That's, you can get caffeine free.
Sit down.
The good thing about my,
He took veteran of the Weird West, and I have this nice, pretty expanded list of veteran hindrances, or veteran problems that can occur when you draw cards.
The last paragraph on that side. Oops, sorry. Go back on that side. That's where I got it.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's fine.
How you got your...
Gatling pistol. I understand, and that's legit. Starting at the top, Joker can go anytime he wants.
Okay, I'll hold for right now.
Okay. Ace of Spades up next.
Do you have an extra Deadlands book? I just need to check the power real quick.
John, can we use yours? I actually need to keep mine on the page I'm on.
Just out of curiosity, what season are we in?
It's currently... We're going to go ahead and say June. It's summer.
I won't be able to do my winter school. My long jobs,
yeah.
You would have left those back at the
less encumbrance to
go. At their barracks or garrison. Are they barracks or garrison?
What?
This is Ranger headquarters would be kind of like a garrison.
Mark, did you still have my notebook?
No.
Because Rangers would be.
Here's the new shuffled deck. So if you want to give me that one, I'll collect the cards and then I'll reshuffle.
Pull the joker, didn't we?
When we pull a joker, you shuffle.
Whenever you pull a joker, you shuffle. Ethan, is something supposed to happen on a red joker?
What's that?
Does something special happen on a red joker initiative?
You get a +2 to all trade checks.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Okay, so you get
a you go whenever you want.
Right, so I couldn't remember. I know in, like, old Deadlands, like, I was reading over the old Deadlands rulebook recently, and there was something else that happened when you pulled jokers on initiative, but that's old Deadlands. Mm-hmm. So, Mooten, what are you doing?
I'm not going to waste any time. I'm going to take the device out of the backpack.
You take the device out of the backpack?
Can I move over to here? By one square?
If we get to that.
Yeah.
Digging the Green Lantern ring, by the way.
Thank you.
Can you get to over there?
Right here.
Yeah, where are you? Yeah, one step fine. That's fine. They're not... Keep in mind, we're in an initiative for combat. They're not actively fighting you yet, so even if you move past him, he probably won't take a swing.
Okay.
Probably.
Right now, hopefully, they're all eyeing the kitchen.
Yeah, they're... Most of them are eyeing the kitchen at this point.
They're about to get a very unpleasant surprise.
Oh, girl. And the commander, the captain, I'm assuming, is going to be spinning around when he heard the response, when they heard him, what he said. Because he was looking at his own guys saying...
Come on, trust me, guys. Just go upstairs. I'll take care of him.
I don't think I heard that.
He already ran in the back room, so we can't hear anything he's saying at the moment. But...
All right.
How many?
Use burst says a flame template. When cast, place the thing.
You're aware that you drop that flame template, you're gonna be hitting your own guys.
And
yes.
And the bar.
And then he get to burn down the bar.
No, it's not fire. It's a flame template, but I've already discussed what the trapping is.
Oh, God.
I'm just glad I'm behind him.
This may not be the completely accurate. I'm just going to...
According to this, the thin end of the cone template is at the character's front, so...
No, I know.
This is going to be interesting. I hope he doesn't forget screwing me over. Because I can go at any point in time. Like, you know, it frees us all.
Actually, if you want to go before he does, make me an agility check.
Yeah, you might want to... You might want to try to get out the way.
Well, you see him drawing this device out of his backpack, and with your briefing, you know that's probably not a great thing.
Okay, what do I use for my agility? That's a D10.
We're going to call this our flame template for today. I need to print out real ones at some point.
That's a very large one.
Oh, yeah. I make it. You need to roll a 4, right?
No. You need to roll agility also.
And just whoever wins.
Whoever wins.
Oh,
so is it gonna hit me too?
With the wild die, or
is it gonna hit?
Yeah, you always roll wild die. It's a trait test.
Is it gonna hit us? How many people is it gonna hit? Everybody?
God, I'm not sure. We'll find out in a second. Hold on.
3 on the roll, 1 on the wild.
Three on the roll, 1 on the wild. Pete, you go first.
Yeah.
Okay. He could have beat anyways. It's a D6. I have a D8. Or
dice explode. Yeah. You roll max on a die, you roll it again.
Oh, okay.
So and it's completely open ended. You can keep rolling max on a die until you do.
Can you even get upstairs?
Just upstairs or check the back room.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got internet, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. I see him with the device.
And that may not be the actual one. That's the one.
No, that's fine.
Okay, I see him pulling this thing out.
Damn.
Okay.
It wouldn't hit them if we're going by this template you made.
Well, you're hitting over the base, so.
They're hitting me. I see him pulling the device out.
Upstairs.
Could have been, did... No. It could have been the weather knocked something out on the side of the house. I will take a look at it later. You're welcome.
I'm going to spin around
and run.
Grab the wench with one hand and
that
him with the other one and go that way.
Kind of tumble over with them all.
Okay. That's how I'm like, just grabbing them and like, this way, please.
All right, I need you to make two fighting checks if you're going to be grabbing them. Mm. Here's the deal, though. You're going to be taking a minus two. You're making two of them. It's a multi-action penalty. You're good. So make me...
But remember, I'm plus two from...
Right, so you're rolling even checks.
Fighting, which is my D...
Eight.
What's that?
Okay. Martin, what is your parry?
Parry is six.
So you need to roll six for him.
God.
And...
Nope.
Okay, and don't forget your wild card.
Okay,
so no.
No for him.
And roll for the...
What's her?
Four.
Oh. All right. Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Damn, I so, well, I grabbed the... Well, it's my main concern.
Well, you rolled it... Well, not that you don't necessarily need to roll again, but you would have rolled if you
ever, I grab her and basically...
Yeah, if you ever do that again, you rolled an 8 on your DA, you would roll again. Just...
So 12.
So you rolled it.
So basically, I don't just grab her. I basically like scoop her
up. You basically scoop her up
and lift her and...
And the two of you can move them just out of the way of that.
But I'm not moving. Yeah.
Every target under the...
And I went to grab you and...
Targets within the template may make agility rolls versus the arcane skill roll, which I guess in this case is a math science skill roll.
So, okay, say again. I'm sorry.
Your allergies.
Targets within the template may make agility rolls versus the caster's, I'm going to say, weird science roll to avoid the attack.
Okay, so roll your weird science, which is going to be...
A D12.
So basically, oh, I'm not rescued.
D12 or D10?
D12.
Oh god. You gotta roll your.
You need to roll it. Roll an agility check.
Our agility is D8.
D8.
D6. He rolled an 11. So you need to beat an 11.
And he's not going to because he's unless he rolls a.
Alright, what did you roll?
2 and 5.
No, you don't add them.
It's just a 3.
Would you like to Benny that?
Because if you don't get out of the
I
way.
Actually should have asked you if you wanted to Benny the grab on him, but...
Yeah. Well,
I mean, because it's first session, I will allow if you wanted to have Benny.
So,
Hold on, Martin. Did you want to try Bennying that roll? Again, you only get one Benny a session, but...
Well, to start the session, if we get any along the way.
Right.
This is just a basic reroll, right?
That's a basic reroll.
You know, I don't want him to die before we get to
dodge.
Or you can crucify him.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Oh, nope. Still didn't work. Got 3.
Okay. Martin, are you re-roll? Are you bending your?
I want to bend that.
Yeah. There's no donating the bend.
Yeah.
You need an edge to use bennies on other people.
Ah, fair enough.
No,
D8. I think I saw that actually.
Yeah, it's like leadership.
One.
Oh.
On each?
No, on one on your and a four on my
DA. You're taking damage. The soldiers.
Moon, you
have an agility of a D6. How many soldiers were under that? All of them?
1, 2, 3.
All
of them.
6.
6.
Including me. You can include
into that.
I'll take an damage.
How much? Look.
2d10.
2d10?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my god. What is damage. This device?
It's a burst.
It's basically an air cannon.
Yeah.
For boom!
Just be thankful because otherwise if I kept it fired, there would be the whole thing about burning.
Right.
Yeah.
What did you roll, Ruby?
That's, the first one was a 4.
Okay.
Second one was a 3, so 7 damage total. Not that bad, considering how bad it could have been.
So, what is my damage thing on here?
So, they are all shaken.
My toughness is 6.
Your toughness is 6, so you're shaken.
Oh, great. Shaken?
You are shaken. You could... Are you typing something to me, Ethan?
What do I put my
yes.
shaken
down
okay, here? I'm actually not looking at that right now.
It's not
actually. Hold on one sec. I'll...
mark that.
Oh, okay, man. Yeah, is it 7 o'clock? Or, oh, damn, all right.
Yeah, I got to run, so.
Yeah, no, that's fine, man. Thanks for playing, and we'll hopefully see you next time. We'll see what happens.
Yep, take care, guys.
No, leave him on the board. I'm just going to play him as an NPC for now. Yeah, unfortunately, Ethan had to go take care, had other business he had to go do. So actually, that means I don't have to have it like that anymore. I can have my computer back, and I can look at Isaac's.
I'm down to 18 PowerPoints.
So what happened?
No. Now, keep in mind, that's not... You're not down to it. The device is down.
The device is down. All right, fair enough.
No, because each of your devices has...
All the soldiers and...
The basically
PowerPoints equivalent to yours. I don't even know why technically you have your own PowerPoints.
Yes, he's shaking too. You roll the damage.
Although, actually, I guess I do, because if you have multiple markings...
You compare that to the toughness.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about that.
So your toughness was 6.
Yeah.
Since he beat your toughness, you're shaken. If you gain a raise, which is 4 above any target number is a raise, then you take a wound for every raise that he gets.
Yeah. So you are currently...
The only way to actually get wounded is to... If you are shaken and you're shaken again,
it counts
you'll get wounded, or they have to get a raise on a damage roll.
Yeah, so they're all shaken. They only
have... 3 wounds, 2, 3 kills.
Well, no.
3 wounds, and then your fourth wound incapacitates you.
Fourth wound incapacitates you, and then you have to start making death rolls and the death mechanics. Yes,
there's all kinds of
stuff. See, but, and here's the thing, is I honestly like this system... I want to make sure I actually was recording. I actually like this system almost more than I like hit points, because it's so much more realistic. It's so much more lethal.
Yeah. If you read like the incapacitation and the healing and all that kind of stuff, it actually makes more sense as an actual
RPG. Hear you, Kitty.
Roxy, shut up.
She saw me.
That's not nice.
So yeah, it's a really good system.
No, it's
kind of fun.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So he's a little... He could get... Well,
No, hypothetically, if... Okay. So they're all currently shaken.
Now, when they get shaken, they visibly are like...
So I tried re-rolling for the... the one house rule that I have about shaken... in the book, it says it's a vigor check.
Yes.
To shake shaken. House rule is it's a vigor or spirit.
Okay.
So you can kind of hype yourself out of it.
As either one.
Yeah.
I got a better spirit.
They're very decent.
Wait, what?
I rolled that wrong.
And your cannon.
Okay. So
mad for nothing.
Dang. Wow. All right. So Ethan, Mooten, hand your card over to Red if you haven't already.
Yeah, I turned mine into. So.
What about you?
You might have given it to me.
Did you? Red, do you have the ace? The
ace of what?
Spades.
I'll check.
And where did my other deck go? Oh,
there
it
is. Okay. Yes, I do.
Okay, so you already handed it in.
Right, next.
Okay, so Mooten, ace. King, queen, jack, 10. 10.
You're holding it from before, yeah?
Yeah, I'm holding it from before.
Well, oh, I'm sorry. You can go anytime. That's right. You're holding it from before. You can go anytime.
That's right. Well, I'm still going to let all that happen.
Okay.
His
9, device. 8. She freaks out.
Chilling.
Move her 6 into the kitchen, please. And into the corner of the kitchen.
She's scared.
Is there any sort of property damage from that?
There's a couple overturned tables and maybe a broken chair or so.
In glass.
No broken windows?
Well, wait.
He didn't fire at the windows.
He fired at the side of the building. There's a couple. There's some broken windows too.
Actually, I don't know if she's gonna go because I grabbed. Remember, I basically.
Oh, that's right.
No, I grabbed her and like lifted her. She's like I'm holding her.
John,
roll me your strength. Never mind. Don't even bother.
Oh, she rolled a 1.
She rolled a 1. Yeah, so she's like struggling underneath you. Ow. Yeah. She's freaking out. She's
freaking out from the blast going on.
Basically, here's the last 12 seconds of her life. She got slapped, tackled, and boom went off.
Okay. I'm just speaking in my slow southern drawl, telling her to calm down.
Right.
Everything will be fine, ma'am.
Can I add one thing after I shot the cannon? I'm going to go
That's
I
fine.
I love science.
That is great.
All you did was in the other room, heard a boom go, what the hell was all
right.
that?
He's not even really sure what's going on. Okay,
he's
so...
Just, he's waiting for bluebellies to come through the door.
All right. He is. So, here's for the senior officer to shake. He shakes his shaken. Cannot act. The rest of the soldiers.
Oh, they all go as one.
Shakes it. Shakes it. Shakes it. Oh my god, this is the red die of this group. Does not shake it. Does not shake
those
it.
Two guys
so three guys. So those two guys
were,
are still shaking.
Shaking. The other four.
The other four.
Which
looking at
the
him
ones that are all closest to us. Who's the four?
Isaac.
Oh, it's Isaac.
Isaac.
Isaac would go next. Who is standing in the corner now?
Isaac is gonna. What the heck is Isaac gonna do?
Isaac started off with a great idea of.
That was good, and then you know.
And then Red said, "Oh, I did. I dropped it. You blue bellied bell. Isaac, come get me." And ran in the other room.
He's kind of going. What?
As soon as he said that, that's why I'm like, okay, there's no room for negotiation.
As soon as he said that,
we're going to have to blow them away.
Really, we're
blow them away.
Oh, I've got knowledge meteorology. Get ready for a lot of really bad weather puns.
Oh god! Did you take knowledge meteorology just because
he's going to be the Mr.
It fits with his control. Character.
Oh, okay.
Is he
the weather? Is he going to build a weather machine?
Our weather dominator.
He already has a weather machine. That's what that device you just saw was. Is
it changes air pressure. That's how it creates the blast.
Oh, God.
It's just basically an air compressor.
Yep.
All right,
so what are we doing now?
Isaac's going, and he is... Yes. Nice.
You haven't gotten either. You still
Yeah, I'm still holding my action until I find something.
Put in all the powers in here. Holy crap.
So none of them can do anything.
Thank God. He's going to...
He's not going to want to hold the four, so that's for sure.
He's going to... He thinks that this is about to blow up, so he turns... He kind of takes a step back, looks down at you, because you're the commanding officer.
Why? I'm not on the floor, I don't think, am I?
Well, you tackled her.
No, I basically...
Oh, you grabbed her and kind of...
Okay. Kind of like picked... Yeah, because with my... I'm fairly strong. Right. Yeah,
kind of picked her up
and carried her out of the way. So.
All right, so...
And I'm just kind of like reassuring her and trying to keep her from running screaming.
He closes his eyes for a second, starts chanting in Hebrew. Okay. Presses his hand to your chest, because the lady's in front of you. He'll put his hand on your shoulder for a second, and you now have a +4 armor. He casts armor on you.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Jesus.
Because he expects, and actually after he does that is when he will, he'll touch you, do that, and then he will scoot the heck out of the way.
So he's going to go behind me towards you. He might go
next
to the girl. Move next to the girl.
Yeah, do me a favor and move. Well, he's already back here. I'm sorry. I was looking at Martin. Move him to the left one. Yeah.
So he's
moving there. So he just buffed you up, and that's his action.
And now we have to
on
three.
Threes.
Hearts
goes before clubs.
Yeah. So.
And now you're still right in the middle of all this.
You're in the middle of this. Are you still shaking?
Yeah, yes. Still shaking.
All right. What you need to do is you're going to need to make either a vigor or spirit check, which is ever is higher.
Spirit, so it's a d10.
Okay, so roll d10.
Roll d10 and your
d6. Your d6.
D10 and d6. No, it's d, yeah.
It's a d10.
You got another one.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus!
What do you roll?
Double
one. 1-1.
Oh!
How many bennies do you have left?
I have 2 red ones.
Re-roll that.
Reroll
so that. That's just
because otherwise you're actually going to take a wound.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, you got one.
What's the red one do?
Yeah, basically you would have clubbed your ears from being shaken, turned over, tripped over a chair, and almost killed yourself.
And found myself.
Yeah, hurt yourself.
Red one. He can either reroll it or add a d6 and I take.
Oh, double fives.
Double five.
No, 5-1.
Oh, five.
Well, it's fine.
So you're not shaken anymore.
Not shaken. Can't act.
So you just
turn your card in and red. You're up.
If you get a raise when you are shaken. That's when you can act normally, I think.
Oh, nice.
You get your full action on the raise.
Well, there's nobody coming in here.
Not yet. No. Well, they're all... basically what happened is...
And I heard a big boom.
If you're looking out the door, you saw them... you saw kind of like this... You didn't necessarily see a wave, but you basically just heard... Boom! Crash! Because a bunch of windows just blew out.
And chairs
chairs just got knocked over.
The guys all kind of went flying.
A couple glasses went flying off the tables.
So I can assume this is not going according to plan.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is there a door according to my plan?
Looking around in here, there is actually a back door right behind your character.
Whoop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Putting my pistol away. Trench over it.
Are you... Okay. Do me a favor, put your character back where he was. Are you running, or are you just moving?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
Can you look in the window maybe and see what's happening?
I'll be looking in the windows as I walk by.
Let's see. On that side of the saloon, there is a window about here.
Okay. On this floor.
You can't see what's going on at this point in time inside.
I'm mainly looking at the reactions of the people outside.
People are freaked. There's a bunch of freaked out looking people outside. And, They just heard a boom. They just saw windows blow out the side of this thing. There's a bunch of people who have backed away from this building.
Mm.
And there's not a huge ring of people, but there's a bunch of people standing around kind of going.
Which windows would have blew out?
So yeah, I'm going to run.
Okay.
D6. I'll use the blue D6 on this one. Just because. I get 4. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What the heck's going on? I'm not with these people.
I like him.
Yeah, but you coward.
It's not a coward. No. Somebody's going to have to bust you out of jail.
He's got a good point.
If there's anything left to bust out.
Oh, God. I'm going to hope there is.
What's the bartender doing at this point in time?
He has ducked behind the bar right now.
Okay. Did he have a gun drawn at least?
No, not yet.
He's down behind the bar at this point. That's the end of this round.
We're up again.
No, you didn't do it.
I'm still holding my action.
Are you still just holding your action?
Still holding my action. I don't know what I want to do.
Hang on, let me find... Oh, wow. That's awesome. It was on the bottom of the deck.
Oh, there you go. I hold my action. I don't know.
He's just sitting back in the chair watching what the hell's going on.
All I saw was him pull out a big metallic thing and go...
That was good.
Whoom, and everybody knocked over. I'm just sitting there going, what the hell's going on?
I'm never not going to go on 3, I'll tell you that. Right.
Sure you will, if you take the edge that lets you take 3 cards at once. Okay.
Edge of switch cards at once.
It's like quickness or something. You get dealt 3 cards.
I wouldn't do that because after I select mine, you just switch with me and I go on 3.
That's what happened last time. You had 7.
I'm just selecting a really good card for the enemy.
Okay, so that's Isaac. That's the barmaid. Bartender, who I keep forgetting to...
And the soldiers.
And the
soldiers. Oh, Jesus.
All right, well, this is going to get...
Okay, so this is about to get really freaking ugly.
Yo, if they miss on me...
What about the rest of us?
Yo, my backpack is, like, right next to me. If they miss...
Oh, God.
The rest of us, don't we...
I didn't see that.
This is our first encounter. I can't believe it.
Welcome to Savage Worlds. There's a reason it's called Savage Worlds.
Ah.
Welcome to Deadlands.
Deadlands.
Yeah. Where people die.
Emphasis on the dead.
Alright, so let's go from top to bottom.
Okay, going from the top.
Ace of diamonds.
Sorry.
No, I'm good. I'm good for right now.
Okay.
I'm still sitting in my chair going, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, but you're sitting in a chair with the guy who shot the thing, so you better be ready to go if you need to.
I don't know that. They see a guy standing up with a gun.
Did we enter at the same time into the saloon?
What?
You all
pretty much kind of walk in together.
They were also arguing, so
but they may not have noticed us, at least not the guys
who were arguing. Alright.
There's a possibility they didn't notice that we were all together when we came in. The other ones may have.
Unless they're all paying attention to the two of them.
Mooten, why did you do that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Alright, listen. There's a reason it's called Mad Scientist.
Did I say two of them are still shaken?
Keep asking one of the two ones here, right back here.
Right, so,
thank you very much,
Mark. The officer and the other three, the NCO probably.
The bartender up in here.
No. One, yes. Alright, so the one facing that, who has the blue to that side, is not shaken. The one with the blue to that side is shaken.
Still shaken.
No. Unshaken,
still
shaken.
She's shaken still.
So the commanding officer.
Now, is this guy a... Because I'm assuming I would have noticed, is he an officer or an NCO? I'm assuming he's probably an NCO, because an officer probably wouldn't be hanging out with his guys in the bar.
Yeah. He's an NCO. He's gonna.
I have a toughness of four.
He actually does have.
You really?
Are there any more chips, guys?
Yes.
No, there should be some more in the bag. Is there any more in the bags?
No, there's only three bags.
Wow. Okay.
Here you go, man.
No, actually, I'm gonna grab some of these. Okay. So, he's gonna turn. It's instinct at this point. Something just went off. He knows which direction it came from. Pulling his wind his Colt on you.
Oh, no. This is gonna be like real easy. Watch this.
Rolled a 7, so that's a hit. And Colt Army is 2d6.
Oh, wow.
Plus 1. Cool. 7 down. 7 against, what's your toughness?
4.
Okay, so that's just a straight hit. You are shaken.
That's true.
Next. next up, guy who's up. I'm sorry, that was. No, okay. Okay, still hit you. Next guy grabs. You'll see he grabs a Winchester off of the floor. It has a bayonet on the end of it. Mm-hmm. He takes it. Martin, you're right in front of him. These guys are starting to go nuts. Keep in mind they're also somewhat drunk.
Yeah.
Tries to take a stab at you.
Oh, God, Martin, you're about to get...
D6 fighting.
Oh, wow.
He just kind of swings really wildly. Next guy goes to pick up his Winchester.
He misses me? Good.
Also got a bayonet.
Wait, Winchester?
Sometimes?
Winchester rifle.
They didn't have bayonets.
They do now.
Well, actually, as
they would probably have their long rifles.
Yeah, they would be using the.
They very well might be long rifles. They have them classified as Winchesters.
Okay. So they would be more like using Springfields unless they updated.
It's called modding.
So that's Martin. Well, no, actually, he's not going to take a shot at you because he's going to pick up his rifle and cock it, and he's not going to fire just yet.
He's just kind of aiming around.
Next guy picks up the rifle, does the same thing, and that's the end of their turn. That's all of them.
So I'm going to be dealt a real swift
ace,
death after what
King, Queen, Jack, 10. Do you want to go?
I just saw him get shot. Shot.
He got winged.
He got hit.
It didn't hurt much. It was like
grazed or something. Yeah.
It was a graze.
It was a graze.
Yeah. Bullets are flying. Now what are you doing?
I pull out my gun and...
You're sitting, don't forget.
I'm sitting, but I got a...
You can pull still pull out his gun.
I got my Colt.
Okay. Yeah, Peacemaker?
Got Peacemaker.
Okay.
Can I take it out and shoot back at the guy who just shot at him?
Are you trying to do it while you're sitting down? You can stand as a free action. That's fine. It's a move.
Yeah, I'll stand up and take a shot at him.
Do you have quick draw?
I do not.
You can take a multi-penalty action for drawing your weapon and firing in the same turn.
That's fine. So...
Minus 2.
Who are you shooting?
The one who just shot me?
The one who just shot him. Who was that?
That was the
sergeant dude.
That was the NCO, yeah. This guy right here.
Sergeant Greer. Is his name Greer?
No, his name's not Greer.
Who's Greer?
Greer's from
sounds like the mod squad. That was Captain Greer.
SGU.
No, Sergeant Greer is from Stargate Universe.
Oh, okay. We got Mark of this calling.
the Gamers Haven podcast proudly presents the companion game to Deadlands Reloaded, Enough Room to Die. Just who is the Lazarus Group, and what is their interest in this notorious band of outlaws that's crisscrossing the West? Follow them as they unlock the secrets to a plot worse than they could ever imagine. Deadlands. Hell hath no fury. Available for download at www.gamershavenpodcast.com. Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.